Stories Behind Great Discoveries. Reading.
Wang Yiming and Harry are reading pages of a book about stories behind great discoveries for their science project. C2. Read the article.
The German scientist Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen wanted to use tubes to do experiments on electricity. The tubes were covered in heavy black paper. He was surprised to see a green light coming from the tubes. And he was even more surprised when the light appeared on a screen beside him. How strange! He learned that the light can pass through objects. Röntgen knew he had discovered something important. When he passed the light through his wife's hand, something exciting happened. He could see the bones inside her hand. This was how Röntgen discovered X-rays in 1895. After many tests on humans, they were soon widely used in hospitals, and Röntgen was awarded the Nobel Prize.
The British scientist Sir Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin by accident. In 1928, he went on holiday but forgot to clean up his lab before he left. When he got back, he found some strange mold growing on some of his petri dishes. To his surprise, the mold seemed to stop the bacteria around it from growing. With more research, he discovered penicillin. Later, other scientists turned penicillin into life-saving medicine. The discovery of penicillin changed the course of medicine and has made it possible for doctors to treat serious illnesses. What an amazing discovery!
Around 1970, when a lot of people were getting sick with malaria, Tu Youyou was chosen to find a medicine. She read a large number of ancient Chinese medical books and discovered a treatment using a plant called Qingho. However, no matter how hard they tried, Tu and her team failed to get the active part from the plant. Tu took another closer look at the medical classics. Finally, one line lit up an idea for her. A low-heat method. With this method, she and her team successfully got the active part and named it Qingho Su. Tu volunteered to test the medicine on herself before giving it to others. Later, Qingho Su became an important treatment for malaria and has saved millions of lives. Tu called the discovery a gift from traditional Chinese medicine to the world.